No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Happy Thanksgiving to those that celebrate. And yeah, this is a lot earlier than we typically go live. But with Thanksgiving preparations underway, we got 3 football games kick off at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Man, we had to get this show in a little bit early. So understand this is our traditional scouting report, preview, predictions, and usually bets. Not a lot of bets today. Like a little bit of spoiler alert, probably, you know, not good podcasting here. Like I am staying as far away from this 49ers game as far as like wagering money and, you know, any bet that we ever talk about, I put my own money on as well. So like I'm just saying with the weather, the wind, this defense that the Browns have, not that I don't think the 49ers are going to win, but the predictability and the game plan and how it's going to start and finish, that's, I don't believe in giving money back. I really, really don't. We are up huge this year. And man, this is probably going to be the least that I bet all season long. So take that for what you will. Now, it is Thanksgiving, and I am thankful for so many things, and I just wanted to start off just saying a couple things, man. I'm thankful for Robert Saleh. I'm thankful for Christian McCaffrey. I'm thankful for the Countdown crew. Look at everybody showed up, all the hashtag CCs. You guys are the freaking best. Like, without you guys, no way this is my job, which, like, again, it doesn't fall short on me that I'm very, very lucky. And the only reason why is because, you know, the Patreon subscribers, the 49ers Rush, the Countdown crew, if you watch, download, listen, thank you. You have made my dream come true for 10 years now, going on, finishing up year 9. The luckiest guy in the world. Like, truly, truly believe that. So thank you guys so much. So thankful for everybody here. And man, I could go through name by name. It's pretty cool because I've met like half the people in the chat, just got to beat the rest so I can put faces and names to everybody. But I just want to say thank you guys. You are the best. And shoot, man, the faithful in general, like, again, imagine if we were a Cleveland Browns or Carolina Panthers podcast, like this job would not exist for me. They do not have they do not have the capability to support what's happening here. 49ers have the best fan base in sports. Shoot the road trips. Are you kidding me? Take over every damn stadium you go to. And just unbelievable. It just so thankful. Both my boys are doing well. I don't talk a lot of family stuff on here too much. Both my boys got jobs right now. They're doing well. One of them's roughnecking down in Texas. The other one's working at a pizza shop up here. Both doing pretty well currently. So that's good. My wife's always a rock. She's the best. Shout out to Jen. Again, another person. It couldn't do this without. And so wherever you are in your life, whether you have things to be thankful for or if perhaps Thanksgiving's not a positive, which it's not for everybody, whether it's missed loved ones, broken relationships or regrets or whatever, just know you are loved. You don't have to go through this on your own. Shoot me an email. I'll be checking later today. And man, like, you are not by yourself. So take time just to reach out to other people. Holidays are hard. Holidays are hard for a lot of people. So without further ado, thank you, Sean. Appreciate you, man. He says, thankful for you, John. Ooh, that's what's up. Let's get to the 49ers at Browns talk. Let's have a good time. Thank you to Josh, executive producer of today's show. He is a killer. The Browns are a mess. Now, perhaps they have a little bit of sunshine, even though there will be no sunshine this week in Cleveland. They're 3-8, dead last in the AFC North, which turns out not to be... In the past, it's been one of the better divisions in football, Browns being excluded from that conversation. But this year, not so much. One of the weaker divisions. They are rallying a little bit, but not a great division. They're 3-8, fourth place in the AFC North. Shedeur Sanders, they get to see him at quarterback, and he started a game and a half. And I know, like, with anything in football, you could show a clip or two. You make our center look amazing with a clip or two, right? But, man, you start diving into the tape like I did yesterday on Shedeur. Dude, they are bracketing everything around him just to keep him on schedule. And it's not working well. 41% completion percentage. Now, Shedeur will always have a play or two off script, off schedule that are highlight reel worthy. That's what he brings. That's going to happen versus the 49ers as well. But as far as just like, and again, it's six quarters of tape. That's all you got. And they're not running them on goal line packages. They're not running them on short yardage packages. They're going straight wildcat with their young running backs. So you're talking about somebody that, you know, has been practicing with the first team Cleveland offense for just a few weeks. And so not a lot to kind of take away from his NFL tape. You got to go back to his draft tape and kind of see what his tendencies are, you know, rolling to his right, rolling to his left. Yeah, all those things. But, like, he'll take shots. Poise is there. But this is second straight start. We'll see. Now, the 49ers defense is not good, but it's coming off its best performance of the season. And I would argue the 49ers defense is hands, head, and shoulders better than the Raiders defense that he just got through facing. And even if, right, if we look at just, you know, what Shedeur did in his two games, just the, you know, stats are for losers, but he goes 11 for 20 last week against the Raiders, 55% completion percentage, 209 yards, one touchdown, one interception, one sack. Not great. The week before, Buffalo, whenever he played in the second half, goes 4 of 16, 25% completion percentage, 47 yards passing, no touchdown, one pick, three sacks. So, yeah, is it trending upwards for Shedeur? Of course it is. Now, again, and shoot, I don't think that they planned it this way. You can make the argument, which is weird to say. I feel weird saying it. The Baltimore Ravens, one of the worst defenses in the NFL this year, collectively. Raiders, by far the worst. The 49ers, bottom five. Now, they're coming off their best game of the year, but you're talking about a very capable, let me say this. A manageable defense that Shedeur is going against 3 weeks in a row. We'll see what that looks like. Now, Shedeur is the third starting quarterback for the Browns, right? They had Flacco, traded him in division, which was so stupid, but whatever. Then they had Gabriel, who you might even see this week, and then now it's Shedeur. It's not a good offense. Offense is bottom five in nine-plus categories. We'll go through those numbers in a little bit. 32nd ranked offense second-ranked defense, right? You're talking about polar opposites on just the team building roster construction. Even this year, right? They had a top five pick. They traded back, took Mason Graham. Great pick, but could have had Travis Hunter, could have had, you know, one of the top O linemen, could have had. They're building on defense, and they're going to continue to do that. Horrible offense, great defense. Offensive line's not good. Really, really not. And they're playing their rookies everywhere. And now their rookie class, like I do have to say, it is a Chapman-approved rookie class. They traded back and got a future first round pick from the Jags. That was genius. And got Mason Graham, one of my favorite players. Carson Swisinger, he was a rush crush guy. Second round. Quinson Judkins, one of my favorite running backs. Harold Fannin, maybe my second favorite player in the draft. Like, I knew he was going to be a stud. He's leading the team in receptions and receiving yards. Dylan Gabriel, all right. Dylan Sampson, thought that was great. Doubled up on running back. And then Shedeur Sanders. Like, no offensive lineman. That's kind of the issue. But Graham's a hit. Swisinger's a hit. Judkins a hit. Fannin's a hit. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of just studs out there. And speaking of studs out there, look at this. Johnny Dale coming through with the super chat saying happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, I was with Johnny Dale just two Thanksgivings ago up in Seattle with his family. And so, man, Johnny, just want to say appreciate all you do. So cool. Just, you know, anytime I want to learn and I feel like I have a little bit extra brain activity, I go check out Johnny Dale's Football Academy. If you guys haven't yet, go check it out. And JDF49, I think is what it is. Man, sorry if I missed that wrong. But just absolute stud, man. Appreciate you, Johnny. You are the best of the best. And shoot, man, I'm neglected the chat over here. Campstead, football is fun. Friends and family are best. That's right, man. Bobo, happy Thanksgiving. He says, I read the first part. I was like, oh, we got a positive post from Bobo. I'm highlighting it. Took four words for it to turn. Bobo says, happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for Brandon Ayuk coming back to help the 49ers to make a playoff pick. That's not happening. That's not happening. Pizza Warrior, looks like we'll get no rain on Sunday. Touchdowns are back on the menu. Meat's back on the menu, boys. Well, yesterday, the weather was supposed to be done, all precipitation, by 6 a.m. Today, I woke up and checked. Now it's 10:30 a.m., so it's kind of creeping in. So I'm just like, again, I'm staying the hell away from predictions and whatever else. Like, I am. I really, really hope it's going to be dry come game time. Oh, man. Cam's daddy says, well, if we were a Panthers group, we would have a lot of therapist visits. Yeah, you ain't lying. 49ers have won a lot of games over the past 9 years, and we've been a part of that, which is really, really cool. And yeah, I do think, you know, Jeremy says what we have to do is keep Sala around for another year, keep him away from the Giants. I don't think there's any chance he goes to the Giants. I get that they have a quarterback. I get that they have a lot of pieces in place on the defense. That is terrible ownership. That is the worst general manager in all of football besides Jerry Jones. Actually, Jerry Jones, I take him over shown who they have the Giants. Terrible owner, terrible stadium. Like, no. I don't think there's any way Robert Saleh goes back to the Giants. I just don't see it. I really, really don't. I think they're going to get a quarterbacks coach, offensive coach that can help. I know Daboll, whatever. But, dude, there's no way. I believe Robert Saleh will come back. I really, really do. Let's see here. What's up, Coke? Appreciate you, man. Happy Thanksgiving, brother. He says, you help us get through the week. You make 49ers football fun, win or lose. That's the whole goal of the channel. Whenever we started this, I was like, all right, what am I doing? First, it just started off as I'm just going to talk Niners because I needed therapy for myself whenever I got out of coaching. And so, like, that was hard for me. But then, like, 2019 season, it started picking up like crazy. And I was like, dude, there's thousands of people watching this at a given time. Maybe I should, like, try to figure out what it is we're doing. And so the core staples were education, right, through football. And that's, you know, we've done that with our film breakdowns and all that stuff, which sadly YouTube won't allow us to do. So we had to go to, you know, private off-air or Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. That was it. And to make being a fan a better experience, that was the idea. That's the it led to the rush parties, again, you know, I've shared my story about going to Braves games with my dad ever since I was a kid, and we'd get kicked out of so many games. He was such a miserable fan. He's in the Bobo light where it's just like all negative all the time. That's okay if that's what you are. I love you, Bobo. But like, that wasn't what I wanted to operate into. I wanted people to enjoy their time. Look at this. Sid, she says, I'm thankful I made $125.70. That's huge. Last week, betting with the 49ers rushing my bookie. Man, we are up. We're up pretty big this year. And I am very, very thankful for that. Sin, I appreciate you sharing that. You're the best. You're incredible. And if you haven't bet yet, dude, this is the best time to bet because the Black Friday game, if 1 point is scored in the Eagles-Bears game, you get paid. It's $25 if they score 1 point, which technically they kind of have to at some point. You get paid. $25 is the max bet, but it's 25 free bucks. So if you haven't bet yet this year with us, man, this week, so many bet boosts, free bets, all that stuff's up there right on my book. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. It's the holiday season, the best time of the year for sports, bowl games, basketball matchups, playoff pushes. It's all happening at once. And while you and I are out here making decisions every day, what gifts to buy, what to eat, which game to watch, there is one place where it feels good to be right, Prize Picks. My favorite thing about Prize Picks is picking multiple sports in the same lineup. With basketball back, I could put Steph Curry and Christian McCaffrey in the same lineup for both. And a new feature alert on Prize Picks now has early payouts. If your lineup gets off to a hot start, you may now have the option to cash out those winnings before the game even finishes. Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats. If you get your picks right, you could cash in. George Kittle, more or less 58.5 receiving yards. Juwan Jennings, more or less 46.5 receiving yards. Ricky Pearsall, more or less than 4 receptions. It's that simple. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. And it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Now, it's football season, and there is nothing more perfect for tailgating with your buddies or enjoying at home while watching the game. And with fast, free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. So use code 49ers, that's 49ERS at checkout, for 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping. Or visit CigarsInternational.com/49ers and the discount will automatically apply. You got a buddy's birthday coming up and you don't know what to get them? Cigars International. You got Christmas gifts that people keep asking, what do you want? What do you want? You tell them. Go to CigarsInternational.com/49ers and get your gift there.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Nope, I pushed the wrong button.
Turkey, football, bad decisions, the Holy Trinity. MyBookie gives you a chance to make it all profitable. This week, MyBookie is loading the table with cash drops, boosted lines, same game parlays, and capped with a bomb on Black Friday, the return of the lock of the season. This is the bet every bettor talks about because it doesn't miss. One touchdown in the Black Friday game versus the Bears and Eagles. One trip to the end zone, you double your money. It is the for any team, any player, it doesn't matter. One touchdown in the game, you double your money. It's the simplest bet you'll ever make. That's why I love MyBookie. And if you're watching the game with friends, they'll give you an extra bonus every time one of them signs up and makes a deposit. So bring a buddy in, stack your account while you guys win together. Start with my promo code 49ers. That's 49ERS when you sign up and grab a welcome bonus to get ahead. Load up, lock in, and enjoy the feast at MyBookie.
Dude, absolutely love it. Look at this from Bo Treviso. Man, sorry. Bo Treviso. Sorry if I mispronounced that. Thanks for the super chat. Happy Thanksgiving from Arizona United, John. Dude, Arizona fire. Straight freaking fire. Oscar, my man. Just finished watching yesterday's show. One of my many thanks to you and all the content creators that make our lives provide the faithful content. Dude, yeah, it's so cool. I love competition. I don't see the 49ers content creator universe, whatever you want to call it, as like competition. Like there's plenty for everybody to eat, and that's what I want. I want everybody to eat, even the people I don't like. Like I love it when people make money, but the amount of people that, and there, it's more than I can name, you know, like Steph Sanchez, Stats Guerrero, Johnny Dell, Wayne Breezy, Mike Andrews, nothing but Niners. Like, you just keep going. Rob Lauder, like, 49ers cutback. Come on, man. Like, just so many freaking studs. Just great people that make my life better as a fan. I'm a fan. I'm not an insider. I'm not a beat reporter. I'm just a fan. That's it. I'm a former coach. That's it. But yeah, Oscar, I appreciate you, man. And I'm thankful for all that you've done for me and helped me with this show and get it taken off and incredible. Just great people everywhere. Tommy, you stud. He says, thankful for the best shit on YouTube, JC. Thank you, Tommy. Dude, Tommy the Shredder, freaking stud guitar player. I've been playing guitar a lot lately, Tommy. Not to your level just yet. And look at this, Captain Insano. John, I'll see you in Cleveland. Can't freaking wait. I will be there. That's what's up, man. I ain't highlighting that comment, Tommy. That is a bad one. But you're the best. Right here, David. John, what do you think of the Eric Kendricks to the Niners signing? It's a weird one. I don't even know who the Mike backer's going to be this week. Just again, more, dude, I'm staying away from this game. Like there's too many unknowns. I don't like unknowns at this point of the season. There's a chance Eric Kendricks starts this week. Curtis Robinson was bad. Two things Curtis Robinson was really, really good at. Communication, there were no busted coverage. Everybody knew what to do. Zone drops and coverage, awesome. Couldn't tackle. Couldn't break down the open field. It could have been real bad. And now you're going from, you know, playing the Carolina Panthers to one of the most electric young running backs in the NFL, if not the most electric young running, Quinshon Judkins. That dude, that's the concern. With Curtis Robinson, like Tatum Bethune being back this week would be huge. I don't think he's going to play. He's questionable currently. Didn't practice yesterday. But yeah, it was a tough watch. So Eric Kendricks. Yeah. I want more veteran depth. That's what I've been clamoring for a long time. Like all offseason. Like I want more veteran high level depth that if things go wrong, you have that. Well, you get all these Mike linebackers hurt. You're struggling. It's what it is. So, yeah, I like the pickup. I hate the fact that he kind of spurned us last year, and then you're going back to the well. Don't like that too much, but not a lot of veteran Mike linebackers out there.
And so, yeah, go get it. And this is the new, what's up, Ben? Yeah, this is the new MO, is team sign veteran free agents to the practice squad first, get them out there, practice, then elevate them. That's just what it is. And Nick Martin's just not ready. He's just not ready. He's ready for a Sam backer role, and that's it. One, I don't think Nick Martin will ever be a Mike backer. I don't think that's his role. I know he did that at OSU for 1 year. They want Nick Martin to be the Will. Zone drops and coverage drops, not his thing. And in the 49ers defensive scheme post Fred Warner, the Mike takes the Will responsibilities and zone drops, not the other way around. And so they want Nick Martin to be the Will. And I want him to be the Will sooner than ever. D Winters on my last nerve. D Winters has had a good game since Fred Warner's been hurt. Fred Warner's propping that dude up 100%. Matt, I think this is Matt Mallon at Double M. What's up, man? He says, appreciate the super chat. We will figure out how to get two wins. Get as healthy as possible. Get a ticket to the dance. And let's get weird in the playoffs. One game at a time. Dude, that is my life motto. Let's get weird. Let's create stories. Let's have memories, great experiences, and do things you're not used to doing. It's so simple. So, yes, you get into the dance, crazy stuff could happen. Is there anybody in the NFC that you are just terrified of? The Rams are playing better than anybody. They're the one seed, whatever else. You already beat them this year. You already beat them this year. Now, are you the same team as you were then? Not offensively, you weren't. Defensively, not either, in a negative way. But, dude, you get into that dance. And it's funny, I made comments in the past talking about, man, you go back to those Giants teams that won the Super Bowl as the sixth seed or whatever else. And a lot of people, I went back and looked at the comments on that show, and they're like, yeah, but the Giants had like this unreal pass rush, and they had Justin Tuck and, you know, all the Stray, all these guys. I went back, they had two sacks in their entire playoff run. They were ranked like the 28th defense one of the years they won the Super Bowl. Like, which is where the 49ers are now. Now, I'm not saying that the Niners can replicate that, whatever else. I'm saying sometimes nostalgia, and I'm guilty of this more than anybody, kind of romanticizes the factual effectiveness of certain things. Like, you look back at those Giants team, and you're like, man, they had all these amazing pass rushers. And then you look at the stats, and it's like, dude, they didn't have a sack in the wild card game. They had one sack in the divisional game. One sack in the NFC championship. That was like it. So yeah, anything could happen. You catch a hot hand. And again, you only got to beat one team at a time. That's it. You got to beat one team at a time. You do that three times, you're in the Super Bowl. You know, I don't see the 49ers getting the one seed. It's not out of the realm of possibility, by the way, but I don't see that taking place, but it is possible. It is possible. Thank you, Matt. You just get two wins. You get to 10 wins, you're in the playoffs. And today is an interesting day because you got the Packers and the Lions. And I've wrestled with this one since I did yesterday's show. I forgot who asked it, and I apologize for that. But, like, I want to see y'all's answers to this question, okay? The Packers and the Lions play today. If the Packers win, the 49ers have a two-game lead on the eighth seed, meaning – it's almost guaranteed they're getting in the playoffs. So if the Packers win, you have a better chance of getting into the playoffs. But if the Lions win, you have a better chance of getting a higher seed. If the Lions win, the 49ers become a sixth seed, but then they're one game out of kind of the playoffs in general, right? So would you rather have the two-game buffer to guarantee that you're in the playoffs, or would you rather have the sixth seed but a lower percentage of making the playoffs? So who are you guys wanting to win out of the Packers and the Lions? I'm stuck on this one because I'm just like, all right, I'm not seeing this team getting a one seed. I'm not seeing us winning the division. Is there a big difference at being the 5 or 6 seed as opposed to the 7 seed? I just struggle. I just struggle with that one. And so we'll see. Right here, David says he wants the 6 seed. Joel says he wants the 2-game buffer. Baracus, he says 2-game buffer for me. Yeah, it's kind of hard. Look at this. Avatar, man, appreciate you, buddy. Great conduit to the first game. Yeah, first game doesn't start for a while. And so I had to bump up my clock to get ready. I already got the turkey prepared and all that stuff. So that's ready to go. And so I was like, all right, going to get the turkey ready. And then I'm going to record. And then we'll finish all that stuff and, you know, get ready for the day's festivities. which is awesome. Thanks, Avtar. Appreciate you. Dan says, give me the sixth seed. Then we just handle our business and we see what happens. And again, if you put that right now, right, the seventh seed's playing the Eagles, the sixth seed's playing the Bears, the fifth seed's playing the Bucks. Yeah, who do you want out of those teams? Man, I want the Eagles. Oh, I hate the Eagles. I'm weird. I always want to punch up, right? Like, Pizza Warrior says, I don't care. I kind of like the Lions and Campbell, and I hate the Packers. That's cool. Packers, just get in, says Monkey. Melon says, Lions, don't love playing the Rams. Yeah, don't. I'm the same here. I want the Lions to win, says Pizza Warrior. I love it. Sean says, the goal is to win your division. Yeah, Tim, that's possible. I'm rooting for whoever gets as close to that. The Lions and Packers game will not affect the division at all. So just playoff seeding. So even if you win the division, the Packers-Lions game won't affect it either way. It just affects it if you don't win the division. So there you go. That's where that is. Lions are more dangerous than the Packers. I think Green Bay finds a way to win. I love it. Yeah, Bucks, if Mayfield's hurt, he's already practicing, dude. That dude's so he's a stud. What's up, Jorn? Shout out to the fan, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Sin, my son and wife are cooking Thanksgiving meal, and I'm bringing the drinks. That's what's up. I should be in charge of drinks. Me in charge of cooking's bad news. I'm a drinks guy. It's just what it is. It's what it is. All right. Let's get back to the Browns. Offensive line's bad. Relying on all the young guys. They've got five blowout losses this year. Not a good football team. They beat one team with a winning record. This is back-to-back weeks we've said this. Carolina Panthers had one win against a winning team. It was against the Packers. Cleveland Browns have one win against a winning team. It's against the Packers, which the Packers are 7-3-1. Packers are not a good team. They're a great defense. Jordan Love is, I'm sorry. Like, I understand the Brock Purdy criticism. I really do. And I understand the highlight reel and the measurables of Jordan Love and that he's a good quarterback. But then I watch him play. I don't think Jordan Love is a good quarterback. Maybe a hot take here. I think he's one of the most consistently inconsistent quarterbacks out there that just never delivers when it matters most. And I know you could show me 5 to 6 plays that are just Brock Purdy could never make in his dreams. But, dude, I want consistency. And that dude just ain't got it. Man, bad teams beat them all the time. Like, win the games you're supposed to win. Win the games you're supposed to win. Anyway, so back-to-back weeks, the only team, winning team that the Panthers and the Browns have beat is the Packers. Take for that what you will. Yeah, when it matters, Love is Dak Light. It's well said. Yeah, two very qualified, talented quarterbacks that just, yeah, when season's on the line or a game matters, it's not going to go well. It's not going to go well. Now, everybody knows about Myles Garrett, defensive player of the year, not even close. 5 sacks from breaking the all-time record. Back to the Giants again, Strahan, right? TJ Watt and Strahan tied at 22.5 sacks. Myles Garrett's going to break that record this year. And unbelievable. Hands down, defensive player of the year. He's already won it. Already won it. Now, the problem is their defense is great. If a team scores over 13 points, the game's over. First 1-15 wins. That's what it is. So they're just trying to play spoiler. Their season's already over. They're not making the playoffs. And they're just trying to figure out for their future and not get their coach fired. That's it. I think their head coach is decent, but not great. I don't think he should be fired. But it's what it is. They've got 76 penalties on the year for 615 yards. It's just the young guys. Harold Fannin's awesome. Dylan Sanson's awesome. You look at Mason Graham, he's growing. They've got guys. But then you look at their point differential. Yikes. They scored 186 points offensively. That's 29th, right? Terrible. They've given up 244 points. That's 12th. So even though their defense is awesome because their offense can't contribute consistently, they're negative 60 point differential. It's not a good football team. It's not a good football team. They start the season off, they lose 2 games, then beat the Packers. They lose 3 games, then beat the Dolphins. They lose 3 games, then beat the Raiders. And now here we are. They're coming off a win. 49ers coming off 2 wins. They have not won two games in a row. They have not. I wonder, actually, let me look. I want to look back at this previous season here because I want to see if they won two games in a row last year. They did not. They didn't win two games in a row last year at any point either. Did they win two games in a row in 2023? Yes. Yeah, they won a lot of games in 2023. That was the year they went 11-6. So that, but you're talking about back-to-back years without back-to-back wins. This is not a winning organization. The 49ers should win this game, period. Now, again, you want to compare that point differential, right? The 49ers have scored 281 points. That's ninth, top 10, offensive scoring. They've given up 261. That's 17th, right at average. So you're top 10 scoring. You're an average defensive scoring. That's plus 20 point differential. Plus 20. They're minus 60. 49ers coming off back-to-back wins, and this game means so much. And I know Debo's not there. I know Ayuk's not there. I know Bosa's not playing. I know Warner's not playing. But Kyle Juszczyk, freaking Trent Williams, like these guys were there when we went there last. Christian McCaffrey was there. Like these guys were there. Colton McKivitz was there. Like, they were there when we went there in 2023 and lost the game to the Browns. 49ers haven't won there in a long freaking time. Long freaking time. You just look at it. The Browns actually have 13 wins to the 49ers, 8. You're down 5. You're down 5. You lost 19-14 against this team. Moody missed multiple kicks. Brock Purdy interception didn't look good. You remember Brandon Ayuk with a huge drop. Wasn't a good game. You lost that game. You haven't won in Cleveland since 1984. What? It's Ray Bradbury. Come on, man. Is that Bradbury? I think it's Huxley. Ooh, I got to look this up. Who wrote 1984? I can't believe this. I'm mad at myself. Who wrote? You guys probably going to get it faster than me. Was it Bradbury? It's Orwell. Ah. Wrong on it, man. Sammy Swampson Samsonite, way off. George, I'm ashamed. I've read this book too many times. I am so ashamed. I apologize. Everybody go leave 1-star reviews. Don't do that, please. But yeah, that was a rough one. That was a rough one. Now, David says this, and he corrected me on Orwell. Shout out to David. He says, is this a trap game? Hell no. Hell no. Like, one, I can say this as like a former coach, there's not a lot of trap games. There's not a lot. In the NFL, there's not a trap game. You're playing against the best player in the NFL this week, Myles Garrett. You look at Jim Schwartz and what he's done to Kyle Shanahan, not a trap game. You look at the 49ers are -5 in this rivalry, not a trap game. You look at, shoot, you haven't won there since 1984, not a trap game. 49ers have so much to play for, not a trap game. Shedeur Sanders, not a trap game. Like, no, like, and I understand why people say that all the time. No, this is not a trap game. Brock Purdy just threw 3 interceptions. Not a trap game. The Browns are scary. Quinshaw Judkins, not a trap game. You're signing veteran linebackers off the street. No, I'm no. And yeah, right here, Bozzy Mayan. Like, if you saw the Trent Williams locker room interview, even Trent Williams said Myles Garrett kept him up at night. It's a dogfight, man. It's a dog pound. We'll be out there. Niners going to show up. We're going to show up. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have some fun. And if you're coming to Cleveland, y'all better come show up. 49ers at Cleveland will be out Saturday at the Butcher and the Brewer from 3 to 7. Really cool facility. We're going to be having a great time Saturday indoors. Come stay warm. Kids always free to our events. And then our tailgate starts at 9 a.m. early at the Dive Bar Cleveland. Just 3 blocks from the stadium. We'll be indoors for that one. We'll have the games on, the TVs on, all that stuff. Going to be great. Unlimited drinks, unlimited food, you name it. That's what we do. So we're going to show up. The 49ers faithful shows up everywhere. We'll be in Indy as well later in the season. 8 road trips this year. Whew. Man, now if you haven't been to our road trip, this is what they're like. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its 6th year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
Freaking love it, man. As I this brings happiness to my, I'm thankful for that. Being able to meet people in person is my favorite thing about this job. And if you see me anywhere, please say hi. Hey, John, I don't give a damn what I'm doing. It breaks my heart every time I get a DM or an email saying, I saw you at the stadium, you were talking to somebody, and I didn't want to be rude. Man, be rude. There's room for everybody in conversation. Please, please, please allow me the opportunity to say thank you. We will create space and create time. Obviously, football is my job, and I don't like missing plays and stuff. I'd rather miss 5 plays than miss a chance to say thank you to somebody that has spent time with us virtually, digitally, audio, whatever. Please, please, please. So anyway, Ben, I love this. He says, weather, early Eastern time start, short prep week, top 3 to 4 defense. Nothing screams trap to me. Yeah, I'm with you there, man. Well said. Like this, sometimes you got to amp your team up, but this 49ers team is a grit team. Like 2023, a little bit different story where you're just, you're boat racing everybody and you're resting your starters in the fourth quarter every week. You win 5 games to start. Like, so that, like, a trap game is a game you're not, you think you're just going to win by showing up. In the NFL, those are few and far between. So take that for what you will. Look at this. Slinkster, appreciate you, man. He says, 49ers Rush road trips are fire. Dude, we have had over 3,000 people show up to our events this year. That's crazy. Crazy. 3,000 people? Very, very thankful. Very, very thankful. Very, very thankful. Now let's look at the analytical snap by snap unit rankings from PFF. The Browns offense, 32nd, dead last, 3 different quarterbacks, bad O-line, bad skill position players. Not good. Defense 2nd, special teams 8th, overall 26th. Not good. Now the 49ers from that same PFF overall unit rankings, offense 7th, defense 28th. Not good. Special teams 4th. Overall, 13th. You win 2 out of 3 phases, you win the game. Probably 95% of the time. Turnovers are the one discrepancy that will sway that one way or another. Explosives would be the next one, right? Niners went in with offense and special teams. Last week, won with defense and special teams. Special teams has been the consistent. I can't believe I'm saying that. I really, really cannot believe I am saying that. But that is where it is. Oh, what's up, Salty, my man? He says, met John and Wayne 4 years ago at the NFL draft. Thankful for their friendships. That was in Vegas, man. That was a good time. It seems like longer than 4 years ago, Salty. That was when Fred Warner and Elijah Mitchell came out. We had a good time, man. We had a really good time out there. That's what's up. Lee says, happy Thanksgiving. 10 minutes until the honey-do list. Yeah, I woke up before the wifey and got mine started. So when she woke up and I'm recording, she won't, like, get mad at, she don't get mad at me. She pretty chill. Yeah, as soon as I'm done and I process the audio and upload everywhere and all that stuff. Yeah. It's back to the kitchen and cleaning and all that kind of stuff, but it's a good day and I'm thankful for it. Now the 49ers, I think they have one of the better coaching staffs in the NFL. I don't know if there's another coaching staff, maybe the Chiefs, that I would take over them. Now, the problem with the Chiefs coaching staff is, you know, your entire roster is going to have a rap sheet with those guys. They just don't care about certain things. The Niners, after Reuben Foster, learned their lesson. And so that's where that is. Now, I'll shout out to Cam's dad in the super chat. Thought about it a lot. I want to play the Eagles in the first playoff game. I believe the Rams will sit out the first game as a one seed, so I want Green Bay to win. Ooh, I like that. I like that. I like that. Now, talking about the Browns coaching staff, not bad. Kevin Stefanski, I think he's a good coach. I really, two-time coach of the year is bullshit. Net shouldn't have won it. Maybe one of the years, but like there's a big sway with the media and Midwest teams. And they love the Browns because they've never won anything. And so they always reward Browns players. And I mean, shoot, Joe Flacco won comeback player of the year over a guy that died. Like, what? Like, really? And Joe Flacco was awesome. Like, I'm not saying he wasn't deserving or whatever else, but like, nah, dude, the dude died on the field and came back and played. Like, that's insane to me. And Kevin Stefanski winning coach of the year over Shanahan for winning 9 games. Like, what? Like, are you freaking kidding me? Just no. Anyway, he is a good coach though. He's got 44-54 overall record. He's got one postseason win. Like, he's a good coach with a horrible organization. But I do think that he's a solid play caller. But when you're an offensive mastermind, offensive minded head coach, and your offense sucks year after year after year after year after year, I don't know, man. I do think he's a good coach, but 2-time coach of the year, hell no. If it went for the Browns, he did that same thing with, the Titans. Nobody would give a shit. Monkey, appreciate the super chat. He says, I was going to say I was thankful I could get my Niner and English novelist content in all in one place, but guess not. Thankful for a great community and for introducing me to all the other great creators. Man, thank you. I am mad I missed Orwell 1980. I have 4 copies of the book right outside my damn door right here. It's one of my favorite books of all time. I cannot believe I missed that. I am very upset. Oh, sometimes we all have bad plays, I guess. Oh, I'm very pissed about that, man. Oh, 2020 John Chapman would freaking kick my rear end right now. Now, back to the Browns. I'm really upset. That got me hot, man. Oh, I can't believe I did that. Offensive coordinator, Tommy Rees. Everybody knows that name. Youngster, 33 years old. Went to Notre Dame. Played quarterback at Notre Dame. Went to the NFL in 2014, but nothing really worked out. Practice squad for Washington, whatever else. But as a coach, Northwestern, San Diego Chargers, back to Notre Dame, Alabama. Now he's been in Cleveland for back-to-back seasons. And then Jim Schwartz, the best coach on the staff. Dude is a beast. He is a beast. The Norv Turner of defensive coordinators in the NFL. It should not have been a head coach. The what's your deal thing with Jim Harbaugh and the back slap and all that kind of stuff. Dude's a stud. He was the AP NFL Assistant Coach of the Year in 2023. Him with Myles Garrett, not fair. Not fair. And, you know, he's done so much and been DC so many times, and he has kicked Shanahan's butt so many times. We talked about that yesterday on the show where it's just a perfect – the NFL's a matchup league, and his scheme is designed to stop the outside zone. It's just what it is. It's what it is. So, yeah, their coaching staff's solid. Stefan, thanks for the super chat. Brindle and Brown are playing a little better. Brown's playing a lot better. Brindle, a little better. But any improvement, we're not looking for perfection. We're looking for improvement. And both of those guys, awesome. And neither one of them had a perfect game. Like, there were still some bad Jair Brown plays. But dude was the NFC player of the week. Dude was making plays in the run game, screen game, flats, hook to curl zone, deep middle third, outside. Like, dude was just everywhere. Yeah, and Jake Brindle, one of his better games of the year. I would say that. One of his better games of the year. Still, you know, getting poster. I could make 10 plays of Jake Brindle doing jack shit, whatever, out there. It's what it is. But he also had some positive plays. He actually had a highlight on CMC's touchdown run. Like, when was the last time we saw a number 64 highlight? That was awesome. Like, yeah, let's get some of that. I loved it. Austin, good friend, man. Appreciate you, bud. He says, happy Thanksgiving, brother. Wish I could be there Sunday in Cleveland, but I have to take my daughter back to college. Dude, the picture of your family was really, really cool. Enjoy those moments. So cool. And I appreciate you sharing that with us. Made me smile. Made me happy. That's what it's about. It's about family. Family over all of it, man. Family over all of it. Now, injuries, this is early. And with the 49ers having a short week, kind of a rough one to predict or whatever. And again, we're recording this Thanksgiving morning. So this is even before the Thursday practice report or the Friday practice report. So you have to kind of downplay who's playing, who's not. But the 49ers, not as banged up as they have been this season. Sam O's out. He's already been declared out and going to miss a couple weeks. I'm worried about that. Hopefully the bye week is it, and then he comes back. You got to have Sam O out there. He is the most consistent defensive lineman the 49ers have. Defensive tackle, defense, he's the most consistent. Tatum Bethune, not ruled out yet, but didn't practice. I doubt he's going to play. And Eddie Pinheiro, again, not ruled out yet, but I don't think he'll play. Now, what was interesting about the Browns, they rest more players than the 49ers do. Listen to this list of players just that are healthy vet days. Joel Bitonio didn't practice. Devin Bush didn't practice. Malik Collins, who we're paying, is having a hell of a year. He's a top 10 defensive tackle. Stupid that we got rid of him, but that's okay. Saved some cash for Jed York. He got a vet day. Grant Delpit, vet day. Miles Garrett, vet day. Ronnie Hillman, vet day. 49ers, just Trent and CMC. That's it. And so, like, dude, they rest all their players. Now, did not practice on Wednesday for the Browns. Brendan Bates, their tight end. Aiden Huntington, defensive end. Denzel Ward, cornerback. He had a migraine, so hopefully he gets better, but I don't think that means he's going to miss the game at all. And Alex Wright, defensive end. They had five players limited. Tyson Campbell, starting corner. David Njoku, tight end. Jerome Ford, third string running back. Carson Swessinger, ankle. He was limited, starting backer. Jamari Thrash, he's in their running back, or sorry, wide receiver rotation. So that's the injury report for both teams. Look at this, Paul Hope. Paul, it was nice to see you back record again, my man, with the faithful UK chat. I freaking love it, dude. Love it. Paul, you're the best. And thanks for the happy holidays. I know you guys don't celebrate Turkey Day over there across the pond, but appreciate you, man. You are awesome. Right here, Shannon. Yeah, I'm scared Miles Garrett will take out our old lineman all by himself. He's that damn good. He's the best. Like, he is now in consideration for top five defensive end all time. He has to be. He has to be. Now, the good news is you're seeing Trent Williams, who, shoot, in the conversation for top three offensive tackle all time. You know, that's what that is. But he's freaking 38. Miles Garrett's 29. But still, the fact that you get to see this matchup, that's worth the price of admit. Like, I'll be able to, like, tell the story. I remember I was at the game in Cleveland when it was snowing, and it was Miles Garrett versus Trent Williams. Like, dude, that's freaking the thriller in Manila. You know what I mean? Like, this is greatness against greatness. And so, yeah, Miles Garrett's a beast, but from, like, a sports standpoint, it's about the coolest damn thing you could see in the NFL right now. Like, are there two – help me out. Is there anybody else in the NFL that is, like, close to the best at their position ever currently playing in the NFL, right? Maybe if you want to put Patrick Mahomes in that conversation, that's cool. But like Fred Warner, that's cool. Like, but dude, Trent Williams, who's about to break the record for most Pro Bowls all time at the tackle position ever. And then Miles freaking Garrett, like, again, and sorry, I'm going to fangirl just quickly here. Miles Garrett, this is his resume currently. Six Pro Bowls, four first-team All-Pros. That's crazy. Four first-team All-Pros at one of the most loaded positions in the NFL. Like, some positions are relatively easy to make All-Pros. Running backs, defensive ends, hard as hell. Quarterback, those three positions are so difficult to be a first-team All-Pro. He was the Defensive Player of the Year in 2023. You look at his career sacks. Let's see here. 120 career sacks. Good Lord. That is insane. What is the and again, I apologize. Most sacks all time NFL. Let's look at the all-time sack leaders. Bruce Smith is at 200. That's the most. Myles Garrett's 33rd. So, I mean, can he get 80 more sacks? I don't know, man. Shoot, he's on pace for 20-plus this year. Can he get to Bruce Smith? I mean, definitely going to finish top 10. You're talking about passing guys. Like, dude, he's 20 sacks away from Lawrence Taylor, who I think is the greatest defensive player in the history of the NFL. Man. I can see that dude play. I hope he sucks. right here, Bobo. They're probably going to put Garrett on the other side of Trent Williams. You're probably correct. Like, that is the matchup. But let's look up the player. Let's dive into and let's use analytics to help form these kind of opinions. These are snaps by position. We're going detailed. Okay, left end, left outside. That's Colton McKivitt's side. Right, defensive left end outside, 71 snaps. Right side, that's Trent Williams' side, 412. We're going to see both. Now, maybe they just say, you know what, we want him just going against the outside. But, dude, if you're the best, like, and this is my thing. Like, I want the Eagles. That's who I want to play week one in the playoffs. If I get out my choice, I want to play the Eagles. I want to go in there and beat those Jolly Green pieces of whatever in their home turf. Like, that's what I want. That's who I am. I'm not the guy that's like, I want to play against the worst. No. I'm not that guy. I don't care if I get beat three times in a row. Run it back. Let's switch up teams. Nope. Run it back. Dude, y'all lost 12-2. It's not fair. Run it back. Did I stutter? Like, let's go. If you're Myles Garrett or Trent Williams, you're not saying, hey, let me go to the other side. No. Myles Garrett's trying to make a statement. They ain't going to the playoffs. Like, that dude could sit there and say, I want a championship, I want a ring. Man, you want money. You chose money. You want fame. All right? How do you get that? You got to beat Trent Williams. You got to beat Trent Williams. So he will have some snaps against Colton McKivitt, for sure. But nah, it's going to be 95-71. That's what it's going to be. Yeah, Cam's dad, appreciate it. And analysis be darned. Garrett will want Trent. Dude, why would you not want that, man? Don't duck championship contenders, right? Like, you want to be the best? You go get a three-sack game against Trent Williams. And Trent Williams, you want to be the best? You shut down Myles Garrett in possibly the greatest defensive season in the history of the NFL. You see what I'm saying? Like, whew, I'm getting chills, man. Oh, I freaking love it. And shoot, let me just say this. I'm repping my Texas shirt. This is my freaking week. Texas versus Texas A&M. Myles Garrett coached against him in high school. That dude goes to Texas A&M. Screw 95. He sucks. He's dog. I'm just joking. He's great. He's Hall of Famer. First ballot. But like, no, man. Like, I freaking hate A&M with a passion. With a passion. I hate all of them. Like, I hate A&M like I hate the Dallas Cowboys. There's a lot of overlap there. There's a Venn diagram somewhere. Man, screw Myles Garrett. Freaking. Trent, show him what's up. Show him what's up. Yeah, I want a lot of chip blocks, man. Yeah, I want a lot of chip blocks. Javier says, you know, it's perfect juice plus Robinson game. Take Myles out of the game. Dude, run the ball 30-plus times. Please, please, please. Shannon, I like that quote. Chapman, Jolly Green pieces of sorry, I cursed too much. I used my allotment of curse words on today's show, and I apologize for that. David says, John, who's to say they move Garrett around if he can't get by the tackle? Yeah, he lines up everywhere. He doesn't have a lot of defensive tackle. He's had three snaps left defensive tackle. He has not played defensive tackle really at all. He's either outside or inside the, you know, kind of at a 4-eye, 5, wide 9, sit, all that stuff. So yeah, they'll move him around, but it's going to be him and Trent. Thank you, Shannon. John, it warms our heart when you swear. Man, I'm going to make, Shannon, you're going to start answering my emails whenever I get those emails from, you know, mom and dad saying, I drive to work and I listen to this with my kids in the car. And yeah, I don't like that. It's hard to, sometimes you got to let them fly. sometimes you got to let them fly. All right. Let's go through the Browns. I'm already 52 minutes. I'm going to get in trouble right here. Let's go through the Browns defense. I'm having fun talking with you guys. You guys are the best. It's awesome to spend the start of Thanksgiving with you guys. Very, very thankful for just the communication, the chat, and all the stuff that's going on. You guys are the best. So let's dive into the Browns defensive ranks out of 32 teams. 13th in points scored, 2nd in total yards, 9th in turnovers, 2nd in fewest first downs, 2nd in pass yards allowed. God dang, man. Very good defense. 15th in passing touchdowns. You can beat them, you know, in the red zone. The 49ers have been great in the red zone this year. 7th in yards per pass, 12th in rushing yards. You can run the ball on them, but you can't run for touchdowns on them. 3rd in rushing touchdowns allowed, 4th in yards per rush allowed, 3rd in third downs conversion, 8th in fourth down conversions, and 7th in the red zone. That is a badass defense, man. Like, just for how bad their offense is, that is a great damn defense. That is a great defense. Tommy, appreciate it, super chat. You think I ought to swear? Yes. GD George swear. You're the man, Tommy. Yeah, Tommy don't hold back. Now, let's flip it and let's talk about the Browns offense. Their ranks. Night and day difference, man. It is just opposites. Out of 32 teams, 29th in points, 31st in yards, 15th in turnovers, 31st in first downs, 31st in passing yards, 31st in passing touchdowns, 32nd in yards per pass attempt, 25th in rush attempts. That's the one thing. They are running the ball like crazy since Quinshaw Judkins came from, you know, his whatever. And like, that's what they're doing. They're just saying, look, we're going to run it. We're going to try to win this game 16-13. That is their entire game plan. God, they're really 28th in rush yards, 20th in rushing touchdowns, 29th in rush yards per attempt, 30th in third downs, 19th in fourth downs, 21st in the red zone. It's not a good offense. It's a horrible offense. Offensive line isn't good. Quarterback isn't good. Wide receivers isn't good. Two tight ends are beasts. And Njoku and my man, one of my freaking Harold Fannin Jr., I would argue probably the best tight end tandem in the NFL. I know there's some competition there, but like, I think Njoku's really good. And Harold Fannin is a freaking stud year one. Who would have guessed he would have been that? Anybody that listens to my draft content, that's all right. Happy with the rookies we got. Niners crushed the draft. Love this draft class. Love this draft class. But, man, yeah, inefficiency just ain't what this is, Lee. Judkins getting less and less efficient. Yeah, I'm with you. But they just, man, yeah, it's bad. They're just not a good team. And that's their one explosive. So teams learn, all right, you got to stop number 10. That dude, so freaking good. But you got to stop him. Now, bets this week again, you know, I'm not doing a lot of bets this week, really at all. Like, I am staying the hell away. But I am doing a three-team teaser today for Thanksgiving. It's a three-team 10-point teaser. I'm taking the Ravens plus 3 against the Bengals, and I know Joe Burrow's back. I'm taking the Cowboys plus 13.5 versus the Chiefs, and I'm taking the Lions plus 7.5 versus the Packers. That's my Thanksgiving Day bet. That's more just fun than anything else. I hate betting Thursday games. I hate betting Thursday divisional games, but I just wanted to put that out there because, again, I'm not betting the Niners money line. I'm not betting the Niners spread. I'm not betting the 49ers until I know 100% without a fact there is no precipitation game time. So I'm not posting a lot of bets this week over on the Patreon because save your money. If you like something, you bet something. But until I'm 100% sure there is no precipitation this week during the game, I am not betting anything 49ers. I'm not even betting rush attempts. I'm not betting rushing yards. I'm not betting first downs. I'm not betting field goals. It's a 40-mile-an-hour wind. Like, I'm not betting. Save yo money. I don't know enough about college outside of Texas. Whenever this thing became an everyday, you know, 10 episodes a week with, you know, live shows here and then film breakdowns, I told the wife, I'm not going to allow Texas and the 49ers to control my life, just the 49ers. So I don't bet what I don't know. I don't like to gamble. And there's a reason why we have posted profits every single year we have bet. Even in 2024, where it was bad, we still came out positive at the end if you stuck with us, which I know a lot of people didn't. That's okay. But this year, dude, we freaking, not printing money, but we're making money. We're having a good time. We're having a good time. So that's where that is right here. John, I can't find the over a half point. It's if you go to the website, mybookie.ag, and then they have the lock of the season bet. It's its own category. Lock of the season bet is where that is. You can message them on help and they'll send you the link. I know I've had to do that in the past to help get people there. But if you're on your phone, sometimes it's in a weird spot. Go to the web browser. You can do that as well. That's where that is. Yeah, right here, Paul is that that's the same as me, John. Promise the better half, no college, just NFL for me. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard because I freaking love Texas football, man. I can't get it out of my system. Now, I do have the Niners winning. I don't have a lot of predictions because, again, with the weather and the defense, like, it's just hard to predict. Now, obviously, the 49ers need a heavy run attack. I do get worried at times that Brock and Kyle Shanahan will be like, you know what? Everybody's expecting us to run. We're going to zig when they zag. We're going to hit them deep. We're going to do that. And I'm just like, please don't do that. But it's always in the back of my mind. It's always in the back of my mind. And so I do get worried. Key stat of the game, 32 rush attempts. If the 49ers hit 32 rush attempts, I don't care about turnovers. Obviously, I do. But if you told me the Niners ran the ball 32 times, the Niners win. If they run the ball, even if it's not effectively, but if it's efficiently, even if you average 3 yards a carry, you're going to win this game. Defensively, we don't even know who the Mike backer is going to be. Is it Curtis Robinson? Do they force Tatum Bethune back? Is it Kendricks fresh off the street? I don't know, but you got to really step up and stop the run. They're not going to beat you through the air. Shadur's going to get 1 to 2 off-scripted big plays, but that's it. As far as staying ahead of the chains and stuff, which that's what this defense does. They're a rally and tackle team. Don't give up the deep plays. We'll see. I'm very curious to see if Renardo Green's going to play or if it's going to be Darrell Luter. You know, he didn't get injured. He got benched. Nobody asked the DC or the head coach about that. I don't know how the hell that happened. the Browns running backs are the only thing that scare me. Quinshaw Judkins scares me. Dylan Sampson scares me. If you miss tackles, you tackled super well last week. If you tackle well again, Jair Brown, D Winners, you're going to win this game. You tackle, you win. You run the ball, you win. That's what it is. I got the Niners winning 19-15. It's going to be ugly. Oh, there we go. Sin says she found it. That's what's up. Brock scares me in this weather. Yeah. Yes. If it's dry, if the ground's not wet, I'm fine with it. Like, I'm not overly concerned long-term about Brock. I am short-term very concerned about Brock if the weather, like, again, if there's rain, I learned my lesson. Or snow. I was at that Bills game. And I know he played in Iowa. Nope. And, you know, I don't know if the glove's going to help or whatever else. But, I got the Niners winning this game. Now, if it is raining or snowing during the game, I do not have the Niners winning this game. I still think that they should. But I'm not betting this. Like, I got the Niners winning 19-14. I'm not going to go in and do an alternative line Niners, -3.5. Payout's not good enough. And I tried looking for teasers that I liked to combine it with other teams to get that point spread down. Man, I didn't see any that I was overly favorable on. So I'm staying out this week, guys. But you do you. But Niners winning, that's the big thing. And they should win this game. They are favored by 5 points currently. 5 points. They should win this game. They're the better team. They're the better coaching staff. And I think Cleveland has a really good coaching staff. It's Thanksgiving, guys. Be with your family. Reach out to those you haven't heard from. Y'all are the best of the best. Thank you so much for spending any time with me and allowing me to do this crazy-ass job that I absolutely love. And I'm so thankful. If you come out to Cleveland, come say what's up. Again, you know, we're going to be out at the Butcher and the Brewer Saturday in Cleveland on 4th Street from 3 to 7 p.m. and then unlimited food drinks at the Dive Bar Cleveland starting 9 a.m. So if you know anybody that is going to Cleveland, that's Niners fans, say, hey, go check out the 49ers Rush Road Trip. just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. That's where it is. You guys are the best. Let's go get that win. We'll be live from the stadium. I'll be in my starter jacket with my beanie, freezing my rear end off, having a good old time watching two Hall of Famers go at it, Myles Garrett and Trent Williams. Can't wait. Live after the show, so join us. I don't know how to say. This is my first time going to this stadium. I think this is stadium 26 for me. Trying to get all 32. Trying to. But you guys are the best. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.